Hello and welcome to a special Voice on the Air podcast series for our flagship conference, Ordinary People, Extraordinary Contributions, on 21st June 2017. At this flagship event, we will show you how you can make fulfilling contributions even if you have a busy life with conflicting priorities. We will also help managers and leaders to elevate their seemingly ordinary team members to extraordinary performers. I'm your host, Andrea James, and today's guest is Jill Mitchell. Jill is the MD of PI Consulting Group, one of our key sponsors for this year's conference. PI is an independent pensions consultancy and provides secretarial support, advisor review and selection, governance and operational support to trustee boards and independent trustee services. They stand out in bringing specialist knowledge and practical experience to trustee boards. Jill herself has been with PI for 16 years and joined PI's boards in 2011 when they undertook a management buyout and set up an employee benefits trust. In this podcast, we're going to find out from Jill how PI has created an environment that nurtures their staff. So welcome, Jill. So Jill, can you tell us about your personal journey within PI?
Thank you, Andrea. I joined PI in a support role soon after it was set up, having no prior experience or qualifications for running a company. I'm now MD, and I suppose the environment that PI created for me has allowed me to progress in my career. I don't think I could have done it in another environment.
So is your case unique, or has PI managed to do this in general?
We're an informal and relaxed environment here. We generally try to have a no-blame culture. We're extremely supportive and flexible, and I think those qualities about the company help people to grow in their particular roles. We're not afraid to put people forward for new opportunities, and I think that helps build confidence. And when you have people behind you, backing you and supporting you, I think it just helps with that self-belief and is sometimes the encouragement that you might need.
You are quite a small team, am I right?
Yep, there's just around 30 of us here.
In terms of staff being available, do you have to sometimes step in, or how does it all work within your environment?
Well, we are a close-knit team, and funnily enough, over the last year we had quite a difficult time. Some of our team members have had very difficult personal, tough circumstances, and it's been amazing to watch other members in the team just step in and relieve colleagues from their responsibilities and duties. Mm-hmm. And this is done out of genuine care, not just because I've asked them to do something. It's because we sort of all in this together and want to give the best for our clients. And we are an employee-owned business, so we want to do this for each other. It sounds a bit corny, but it's been amazing to see that happen over the last year.
So all of that sounds great for the staff, but what does all of this mean in terms of your clients and your service? How do they benefit from all?
Well, just going back to our recruitment process and our nurturing, what we do at the time of our new joiner coming on board is we ask everyone to access an online behavioural assessment survey, mm-hmm. which helps to reveal their natural tendencies, motivational requirements, emotional intelligence, decision-making, so forth. And this helps us to match a person to the right role for them, and it enables us to assist with onboarding, personal development, performance management. And I think understanding how and what makes a person ticks and matching them to the right client is essentially, you know, the way to go. We want to be the best in our field and the chosen provider for our clients. So we spend some time trying to make that right team fit.
From our little discussion here, what I gather is it's not necessarily about these big standout extraordinary moments, but really that everybody feels they're growing within the company and pushed to develop and go beyond their comfort zone sometimes.
Yes, absolutely. I think we try as best we can to nurture people and give opportunities to grow, to change direction if you feel stuck in a rut. Mm-hmm. I think we try to open up our environment so that people feel that they can just approach anyone on the management team in this regard.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. And I think sometimes it's this day-to-day fulfilling life that really a lot of us desire. That's so much more rewarding than highlight moments.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're on a journey together and it's a big part of your day. And I think, you know, doing that alongside colleagues where you feel you're in an environment where you're appreciated, I hope gives you that safety net to step out sometimes if you do lack confidence.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us on this call and sharing your experience with InPi.
Thank you.
And if you have enjoyed listening to this podcast, please do join us for the rest of this special series, where our guests will share their experiences of their particular environments where ordinary people have made extraordinary contributions. If you would like to meet the speakers and facilitators in person, and also delve deeper with some practical tools that you can use in your career and life, and within your organization as well, then please join us on 21st June 2017. Simply go to voiceatthetable.com to book your place. And if you can't join us for that date, you can still access information about our follow-on workshops and our membership options that all address the topics that were discussed today. So thank you, Jill, for her insights. We really appreciate it. Once again, our website is voiceatthetable.com. I'm Andrea James. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you very soon. Thank you and goodbye.